那我们今天就继续来看马太福音的讲道系列。
Today we are continuing on with our Matthew series.
那我们很快就来到了第五章。
And we've come to chapter 5.
那从第五章到第七章这个一个大的段落呢，那是基督徒的圈子里面称为是登山宝训的一段经文。
And this whole section from chapter 5 to chapter 7 is often known among the Christian as the Sermon on the Mount.
那中文里面就谈到宝训。
In Chinese, it says it's precious teaching.
那就是很珍贵的意思。
It means it's very precious.
那这的确是一段非常宝贵的记载。
And indeed, it's a very precious account for us.
原因就是使徒马太他记录了耶稣在众人的当中去向门徒所传讲的这个 教导。
And the reason is that Matthew, the disciple, he actually recorded in detail what Jesus taught his disciples in front of the multitudes.
那主耶稣作为神所设立的救主，就是弥赛亚，他也从神领受了权柄去传讲神的话语。
And Jesus, as God's anointed Messiah, had received authority to preach to the people then the words of truth.
那他也代表神将神的救恩的计划神的心意去传讲出来。
And he made plain God's salvation plans and God's will for us.
那所以马太福音五章到七章这么宝贵的原因，就是当中记录了关于神的救恩计划他的拯救的这些的教导。
So the reason Matthew chapter 5 to 7 is so precious is that in it we can find God's salvation plans and his will made plain to us.
那在两千多年前当主的门徒他们听到了这个神的话语的时候，他们去回应，他们就走上了这个救恩的道路，走在神的旨意里。
And more than 2,000 years ago, these disciples who listened to Jesus' words actually responded, and they started on this journey of salvation.
那在两千多年后的今天，同样神也借着耶稣的教导，向我们现在每一个人说话。
And 2,000 years later, for us who are living in this age, Yahweh God also is speaking to each of us through what Jesus had preached.
那若我们有眼也有耳，去有眼去看去留意，有耳去听去回应的时候呢，神也乐意借着登山宝训在我们的生命中去工作。
So if we have eyes to see, have ears to hear, and are willing to respond, then God would be pleased to use these precious teaching on the mount to work in our hearts.
好使到我们可以回应基督的呼召，也是效法他的榜样，走在这个救恩计划里，还有神的旨意里。
So that we may imitate Christ's example and to walk on this path of salvation and to continue to be in line with God's will.
那今天我们就会看马太福音的五章一到十六节。
So today we're going to focus on Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 16.
那为了帮助大家更好地明白这一段的内容，我想先为大家介绍一下。
So in order to help all of us to grasp today's passage better, I'm going to give you a brief introduction.
那因为也是比较长的一个篇幅。
Because it's quite a lengthy passage.
那在这一段的经文里面，我们会看到有三个部分，从3到12节是基督徒圈子里面称为八福的一段经文。
And today we're going to look at three different sections. From verses 3 to 12 is what Christians call the sermon of the Beatitudes.
那因为之前八福的内容同工带领我们详细的去看过，那我们今天就不会详细一一的解释了。
Since our co-workers have already preached on the Beatitudes before, so today we won't spent time to go into details.
那来到五章第十三节的时候，这里是说到门徒就是世上的盐。
When it comes to verse 13, it tells us that all disciples are the salt of the world.
那从14到16节，耶稣说他们是世上的光。
And from verses 14 to 16, it tells us that we are to be light in the world.
那简单的为大家介绍，我们一会会详细的来看。那让我们一起来读这一段的经文。
So let's just read this passage together.
那我先邀请 Grace 从第一节读到第七节。
Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 7.
那也请英文的读者，就说英文的，你们也可以跟着 Grace 一起读。
So may I invite all our English speakers to follow Grace and read out this passage together. So Matthew chapter 5 verses 1 to 7. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
那从八到十六节，让我们读中文的，我们一起来读。
And now may I invite our Chinese speakers to read together verses 8 to 16.
第八节。清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。你们是世上的光，城造在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯，不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。好，那今天我们看的就是这一段的经文。那这三段的内容我们一起看的原因是因为主耶稣他为我们描述的这三段的内容呢，都是在描述同一类的人。
The reason we are studying all these three sections in one go is because in here, Jesus is describing a particular type of people.
那从一到二节这里我们看到主耶稣的教导是向门徒说的。
So from verses 1 to 2, we can notice that Jesus' teaching is targeted at the disciples.
那从刚才13节这里他也是对门徒说，你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光。
Like we read in verse 13, it's saying to the disciples that you are the salt of the world, of the earth, and you are light of the world.
所以主耶稣在这里向门徒说明了神的计划。
So here Jesus made plain to the disciples God's plan.
也是神将会做的事情。
And what God is going to do.
所以神要将那些跟随基督的门徒，就是基督徒。
Sorry?
神要将那些跟随基督的门徒，就是我们俗称基督徒。
So God is going to change or God is going to change the disciples who are actually what we call Christians nowadays.
那他要将这些的门徒改变成为好像八福所描述的这一类的人。
God is going to change them into such a group of people as described in the Beatitudes.
那大家会留意到他们的价值观是与世界是相反的。
You would notice that their values are very different from the world in general.
但是他们却是一类蒙神祝福的人。
But they are a group of people blessed by God.
神也借着耶稣去托付给他们使命。
And God is willing to entrust to them a mission.
靠着神的恩典，他们要成为世上的盐和世上的光。
And by God's grace, they are going to become salt on the earth and light of the world.
所以我们从马太福音的三章五章三到十节，我们看到耶稣说这一类的人是神乐意赐福给他们的。
So from chapter 5 verses 3 to 12, you would learn that this type of people are people whom God is pleased to bless.
三到十节我们刚才说是八福。
And just now we mentioned that from verses 3 to 12 is known as the Beatitudes.
但是其实中文有一点误导人。
But actually this Chinese translation into 8 blessings is a bit misleading.
因为如果我们详细去读的时候，有福的这个词总共出现了九次。
Because if you read carefully, this phrase, blessed, appeared 9 times in total.
那最后的两次，为义受逼迫的人是有福，还有那些因着耶稣的名受到辱骂、受到毁谤的人是有福啊，他们是有关，但是又不完全一样。
So when it mentions about those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness and are being condemned and being blasphemed for the sake of Christ, they are quite similar concepts, but not exactly the same.
所以有福出现了九次，其实应该是说九福。
So this phrase blessed appeared 9 times. So if you want to translate it more accurately, maybe you should say is 9 blessings.
那这类人彰显了九种的态度啊，生命素质是神所喜悦的。
So this type of people manifested a certain type of attitude towards life, life qualities that's pleasing to God.
那神也愿意去祝福他们，在他们生命中去工作。
And God is pleased to bless them and work in their lives.
那也因为神与他们同在的缘故，那神帮助他们可以在这个世界上去进行神的计划。
And because God is with them, God is able to work out His plans through this group of people.
那大家如果记得牧师两周前的讲道，
If you recall Pastor Joe's preaching 2 weeks ago,
那他谈到在神的救恩计划里面有一个核心的群体。
And he mentioned that in God's salvation plan, there's a core group of people.
那这个群体也是这里所描述的这一类人。
So this core group, this community is being described here.
那这类人是以基督为首的一个核心的群体。
This core group is headed by Christ, as they have Christ as their head.
那从十三节还有到十六节呢，我们看到他们靠着神的恩典，要在这个世界成为盐和光。
So from verses 13 to 16, we read that by God's grace, they have this power to become salt of the earth and light of the world.
那什么叫做成为世界的盐和光呢？
So what does it mean by becoming salt of the earth and light of the world?
那盐的功用大家应该都非常的熟悉。
I'm sure all of you are familiar with the function of salt.
因为我们每天应该都会用到。
Because I think almost every day we make use of salt.
有没有人不用的？
Does anyone here not use salt in their daily lives?
应该没有。
I believe none.
那盐的功用就是去调味。
So we know that salt is for seasoning.
还有防止腐败。
And for preserving stuff.
所以在神的心意和计划里面，那些以基督为首的这一群核心的群体呢，就是也是神所拯救、所洁净的一群的人。
So in God's plan, this group of people who have Christ as their head are people who have been saved and purified by God.
他们不仅仅自己经历了神的拯救，还有洁净的大能，他们和人接触的时候，也可以把这样的神的洁净的力量去带给别人。
Not only have they been saved and purified by God, they have experienced this power from God, they also have this power to pass this on to the people they meet.
那所以他们不单单经历过神洁净的能力，那也让神在他们生命中的去工作，帮助别人不会继续堕落下去。
So not only have they experienced this power from God, but God is able to work in their lives so that other people will not continue to be corrupt.
而是可以帮助他们所接触的人也可以经历到神拯救的大能还有洁净的大能。
And they can then help these people they come in touch with to also experience the same power that saved them and purified them.
那这群神想要建立的这群的核心成员，或者是用另外一个角度去看，就是在基督里的新造的人，那他们要成为世界的光又是什么意思呢？
So this particular core group,
from another angle, it's a new creation.
So this particular group of people that we are talking about, we can look at it from another angle, and they are this new creation in Christ.
那他们要成为世上的光又是什么意思呢？
But what does it mean that they are to become the light of the world?
那光在圣经里面都是和生命有关联的。
Light in the Bible is often related to life.
那我们可以一起来看一节经文。
So we can look at a verse together.
在约翰福音的八章十二节。
In John chapter 8 verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
那所以这群以基督为首的这群人呢，他们不单单自己听到福音而得着神的生命，那他们也能够将神的生命去活出来，好像光一样，帮助人能够看得见。
So we can see that this new creation, this group of people that God has saved, are people who not only have listened and responded to God and they gained life from that, but they are people who are able to live out this life to let other people see the light and to come to understand the truth.
那他们去活出属于神的生命的时候，就可以帮助人去看见从神而来的生命。还有去追求认识真理。
So when they live out such a life, they would help other people to see what the life of God is like and to be encouraged to seek the truth.
那也会去认识福音，去跟随基督。
And then they can understand the gospel and respond to it and to follow Christ.
所以当我们留心去思想马太福音三到五章三到十六节的内容的时候，会发现亚伟神借着耶稣基督的口向我们显明了他的救恩计划。
So when we study Matthew chapter 5 verses 3 to 16 carefully, then we would discover that Yahweh through the mouth of Jesus Christ is actually revealing to us how his plan and will is for such a group of people, this new creation.
他首先先借着主耶稣去成就了救恩的计划，也去招聚这一些跟随他的人，那神去建立他们。
So first, God accomplished his salvation plan through Jesus, and then he gathered this group of people and to build them up.
那在马太福音的五章三到十节那里也说到，神是乐意将他的国赐给这一类的人。
And in Matthew chapter 5 verses 3 to 10, it tells us that God is pleased to grants this group of people the kingdom of heaven.
那他要建立起还有改变这一群人成为救恩计划的核心。
He wants to build up this group of people, change them so that they become this core group of people that would help accomplish God's salvation plan.
那使他们都有神他自己的性情。
So that they may all have the character of God.
所以这里谈到八福的时候，都看到哇，好多祝福他们是有福的这样的字眼出现。
So that's why when you read in Beatitudes, you notice the term blessed kept coming up. So they are a group of people blessed by God.
那神不单单祝福他们，也使用这一群的人去将神的祝福和救恩带给其他的人。
So not only did God bless them, but also through them, God is bringing blessings and salvation to others.
所以在十三到十六节看到。那里形容他们为世上的盐和光。
And that's why in verses 3 to 16 you would read how they are to become the salt of the earth and light of the world.
所以当我们将马太福音三到十六节这样子去看的时候，会看到这一幅美丽的图画。
So when we read this whole passage in Matthew chapter 5 verses 3 to 16, in this context you would see a beautiful picture of God's salvation plan.
那耶稣他在那时候去 宣讲神的心意、神的计划的时候，他也是在邀请我们去参与在、这个这样以基督为首的群体里面。
So when Jesus preached those words, actually he's inviting even us today to join into this whole salvation plan.
那若我们、看过八福的内容，也愿意、成为这一类的人呢？那我们就会成为有蒙福的人。
So after reading Beatitudes, if we are willing to become such a group of people, then we would also become a group that's blessed and would participate in this salvation plan.
那也可以将神的祝福不单单是停留在我们生命，可以去分享给身边的人。
And again, so that the blessings won't stay just among us, but also spread to other people as well.
那他们有机会去认识救恩，认识神。
So that they may also know salvation and know God.
那其实主耶稣在马太福音五章三到十六节所描述的，也是神对教会的心意。
And actually, what Jesus described in Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 to 16 is also God's will for the church.
那大家还记得从前梁牧师曾经为我们解释过教会的？在圣经里面的意义是什么？
Do you still remember Pastor Joe had preached to us about the whole meaning of church, the purpose of church?
那在圣经里面，教会从来都不是指一个建筑物。
In the Bible, the church never refers to a building.
而是由神的子民，由跟随弥赛亚这个救主耶稣基督的门徒所组成。
But it's made up of a group of people, who has Jesus as the Messiah.
所以不是一个建筑物，而是一群的人、是属于神、属于基督的这一群人，就是教会。
So the church refers to this group of people who belongs to God and who follows Jesus Christ the Messiah.
所以当耶稣在马太福音的五章十三到十六节对他的门徒说，你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光，这个吩咐也是显明神对教会的心意。
So when Jesus is telling the disciples in Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 to 16, that you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world, he's actually also telling us about
God's will for the church.
God's will for the church.
那如果有人愿意去成为这个八福所描述的人，那神就乐意去使用他们，去成为世上的盐和光。
So if there are people who are willing to become this group of people as described in the Beatitudes, having those qualities, then they would become the salt of the earth and light of the world.
那并不是因为他们有什么很厉害的地方、可以去影响世界。
So it's not because they have anything in themselves that can influence the world.
而是因为他们是一群愿意去回应神、去降服在神之下的人，那有神在他们生命中去工作。
It's because they are a group of people who are willing to respond to God and to submit to God, and to spread the gospel.
那神可以乐意去祝福他们，在与他们同在。
So God is willing to bless them and be with them.
那所以不是靠他们自己可以成为这个世上的盐和光。
So it's not by their own strength that they can become salt of the earth and light of the world.
那以上我帮助大家带领去看到耶稣在马太福音这个一章五章一到十六节所说的这个美丽的救恩计划。
So just now we've taken a look at this beautiful picture of God's salvation plan as described by Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 verses 1 to 16.
那在信息的第二部分，我们要去问一个问题。
And as we come to the second part of today's message, we need to ask a question.
那作为教会，我们应该如何成为世上的盐和世上的光呢？
So as a church, how should we become the salt of the earth and light of the world?
那前两周梁牧师也带领我们去看以赛亚书和马太福音的一个对比。
So 2 weeks ago, Pastor Joe led us to look at the connection between the book of Isaiah and the Gospel of Matthew.
那他也分享，当我们深入的明白以赛亚书，才能够明白马太福音。
And he shared with us that only when we study and understand the book of Isaiah properly would we understand the Gospel of Matthew.
那当时候以色列的属灵情况是很昏暗的。
And back in those days, the situation of the Israelites was very gloom.
那以赛亚和他的门徒们就在这样子悖逆神的这个大环境 底下呢，那神使他们在当时成了奇迹和异象。
And Isaiah and his disciples were able to become a miracle and sign to the others in that very dark and gloomy environment.
那所以牧师也从以赛亚书的角度来帮助我们明白如何成为世上的盐和光，他分享了两点。
So Pastor Joe used the background to Isaiah to help us to understand more how we can become the salt and light of the world, and he shared 2 points.
大家还记得吗？
Do you have any recollection?
如果还没有听过这篇讲道，也鼓励你上网去听。
If you missed the message, I encourage you to go online and listen to it.
那当时候所分享的，就首先我们对神的话语要有尊敬的一种态度。
So what Pastor Joe shared at the time, the first point is, we have to have this attitude that's honoring God's word. So we have to study and respond and do His word.
对，去学习神的话语，去行神的话语，那才能够成为世上的盐和光。
Only in this way can we become the salt of the earth and light of the world.
那第二点就是我们也需要祈祷。
The second point is that we need to pray.
那就去仰望神，求他帮助我们，要不然我们不祷告也不能够成为世上的光和盐。
We need to look to God, to rely on Him, because without prayer, there's no way that we can become salt of the earth and light of the world.
那希望今天大家听这个信息的时候也能够记住以上这两点。
So I hope that as you listen to today's message, you would remember firmly these 2 points.
那我也想接着牧师的分享，带领大家从马太福音继续去看如何能够成为世上的盐和世上的光。
And I would like to follow on with what Pastor Joe had already shared to help you to look at how we can become the salt of the earth and light of the world from the Gospel of Matthew.
使到教会可以承担神所托付给我们的这个使命。
So that the church may indeed fulfill this mission that God has granted us to save the world.
那首先我想和大家分享的，如果教会这个以基督为首的这个群体想要成为世上的盐和光，那最基本的条件是。
So first of all, I would like to share with you the most basic condition or requirements for the church to become the salt of the earth and light of the world.
那刚才我们的介绍已经看过马太福音的这三个小段落呢，都是在描述同一类人。
At the very beginning, we already looked at how these three sections in this chapter of Matthew are describing one particular type of people.
那所以后面两段是说到门徒或者教会是世上的盐和世上的光。
The later two sections describe how disciples or the church are the salt of the earth and light of the world.
那既然都是在描述同一类人，那首先我们要留意到也要注意的就是，除非我们是成为八福所描述的这一类人，我们才可以成为世上的盐和世上的光。
So since these three sections are describing the same group of people, then it's obvious that unless we become people who possess those qualities described in the Beatitudes, we won't be able to function as salt and light in the world.
大家不知道能不能认同。
I wonder if you can identify with this point.
如果我们都没有经历过神拯救还有改变的大能，成为八福所描述的这一类人，那我们怎么能够将盐和光分享给人呢？
If we ourselves haven't experienced this changing power by God to become people who are like that described in, who are like those described in the Beatitudes, how can we then share with the rest of the world and to really become the salt and light in this world?
那刚才我们也看过，那些成为盐和光的，他们首先也是经历了神的盐和光，就是神拯救和洁净的大能，还有领受从神而来的生命。
So just now we also shared that these people who are able to function as salt and light in the world are people who have first experienced how God's are people who have experienced the power of salt and light themselves, in that God had first saved them and preserved them, purified them.
那当他们经历神的拯救的大能的时候，神也改变他们的生命，成为巴弗所描述的这一类人。
So after they have experienced the saving power of God, they also experience the changing power of God to become people described in the Beatitudes.
所以从这一段的经文，我们可以留意到很基本但是不可缺少的一点。
So from this passage, you can notice a very basic and yet indispensable point.
那首先我们必须成为主耶稣在巴弗里面描述这一类有神的生命素质的这一类人。
First, we must become people described in the Beatitudes.
那我们才是这一类蒙神祝福，有神的同在与能力啊，去活出啊世上的盐和世上光的这一类人。
Then we can become people who are blessed by God, who have the power to become salt and light in the world.
那这一点非常的基本，但是啊却很重要。
This point is very basic and yet very crucial.
那有一个令我们伤心也使我们警觉的一个现象，在现今的教会是。
And in today's churches, there's a situation that really grieves our hearts.
那现今许多的教会并不是能够去影响这个世界。
Amongst today's churches, there are few that can really make an impact on the world.
那好多教会在世界上没有影响力。
Many churches actually don't make a difference in the world.
没有神的能力去影响世界，反而被世界不同的价值观所冲击，所同化。
They lack the power from God to make an impact on the world, and on the contrary, they actually got influenced or even they got negatively influenced by the world values.
原因也是这一点。
And the reason is this.
因为当中的基督徒并没有听从耶稣的教导去追求成为巴弗所描述的这一类人。
Because the Christians in these churches have failed to follow Jesus' instruction to be changed by God and become people like described in the Beatitudes.
那也因为如此，教会没有神的祝福与同在，去活出好像盐和光的生命。
And because of this, the church, could not receive the blessings from God to become salt and light of the world.
那教会这一群以基督为首的门徒，那首先必须要成为巴弗所描述的这一类人。
So again, the church, these disciples must first become people described in the Beatitudes.
那才能够有力量，有神的祝福与同在，去活出世上的盐和光的生命。
And then they will have the strength, the power, to become salt and light in the world.
那既然教会首先要成为主耶稣在这里所告诉我们巴弗素质的这一类的人，那我们要追问如何能够变成这样的人呢？
So now the question is, how can we become such a group of people?
那不知道大家刚才读马太福音五章三到十二节的时候，有没有发现巴弗所描绘的跟我们世界的价值观还有身体所倾向的这些的喜好都不同。
I wonder as you read the section from Matthew chapter 5 verses 3 to 12 whether you notice how the values described in the Beatitudes are very much different or actually contrary to how most people are like and our natural inclinations.
那世人觉得富足的人才是有福的。
People in general in the world feel that only the rich are the blessed.
那这里反而说贫乏，心灵贫乏的人是有福的。
But what does it say here? It says the poor are the blessed ones.
那世人都觉得自信，依靠自己，内心强大是有福的。
And most people think that people who are confident, who rely solely on themselves, are people that are blessed.
那还有欢笑的人是有福的。
And people who are rejoicing and having a good time, they are blessed.
那相信大家不难看到，如果我们要成为这类有福的人，那除非是神改变我们的生命。
So it's not hard to see that if we want to become blessed, truly blessed by God, and we need God to change us into such a group of people described in Beatitudes.
那我们又要去追问，那究竟是神的能力改变我们，还是我们也需要人的努力去追求成为这一类的人呢？
But then we have to pursue this further and ask, so is it purely God's power that would change us and turn us into this group of people?Or does it require strength or human efforts as well?
那是我们得救以后，我们经历神的恩典之后，自然而然就会有神在我们生命中去建立起来，改变我们。
Is it automatic that since we are saved, we would just somehow develop these qualities in our lives?
还是我们需要去努力，以八福为目标去追求的呢？
Or whether we also have our part to play, we need to make an effort and pursue these goals.
那要明白这个问题呢，那我们要想一想现今教会的情况。
So in order to understand this question, we need to take a look at the situation in today's churches.
那现今的教会也令我们担心，也是忧虑的，就是好多传福音的方式，往往传讲一种的廉价的福音。
So what worries us amongst today's churches is the way they preach the gospel. So often they preach a cheap gospel, cheap grace.
那人不需要付代价，不需要背好像耶稣一样背十字架，向自我中心的旧生命去死。
So what they preach is that there is no cost to this salvation. You don't need to carry up the cross. You don't need to die to your self-centeredness.
而是只要头脑上去相信去承认耶稣基督是你的救主那就可以了。
All you need to do is believe in your head that Jesus Christ is your savior and then you're saved.
就可以得到祝福。
And you'll be blessed.
救恩是神的恩典。
Because salvation is God's grace.
所以究竟一个人能够得救是神的恩典还是这个人也需要付上代价付上努力呢？
So in order for someone to be saved, is it purely God's grace or does it also have a cost on our part? And do we need to make any efforts?
那如果我们能够回答这个问题，也可以看得清楚，那一个人怎么样能够成为八福所描述的那一类人？
So if we can answer this question, then we would become clearer as to how we can become such a group of people described in the Beatitudes.
就是那一类有神的性情的人。
And this group of people who have the character of God.
让我们来看一节的经文。
So let's just read a verse.
在马太福音的七章十三到十四节。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 13 to 14.
那这里说，你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡。那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few.
那主耶稣对救恩的教导是教导人要竭力地去进入窄门。
So Jesus' teaching concerning salvation is that man needs to strive to enter by the narrow gate.
因为通往永生的路是窄的，门是路是窄的，路是难走的。
Because the way that leads to life to salvation is actually narrow and is difficult.
那在路加福音的平行经文，主耶稣也说你们要竭力进窄门。
And in the parallel passage in Gospel of Luke, it also mentions about this need to enter by the narrow gate.
但是这一条救恩的路神的救恩确实是神的恩典。
But indeed, this whole salvation is God's grace.
神借着耶稣基督用生命的话语将这个生命的道路去显明出来。
Because through Jesus Christ, He sent, He's revealing to us the life, to eternal life.
那也借着耶稣他一生的榜样，帮助我们看到，若是我们也跟随他这样子走，也可以走到永恒，走到父的怀抱中。
And it's through Jesus' example, his life example, and his teaching that we know as long as we follow him, imitate him, we will be able to persevere to the end that on this road that leads to eternal life.
所以神的救恩确实完全是神恩典。
So God's salvation is indeed purely by God's grace.
但是主耶稣他也说人要努力，用信心，用完全的委身去回应神的恩典。
But then Jesus also reminds us, as men, we need to strive and we need to exercise our faith to be totally committed to Him, to respond to God's grace.
那这样才有可能走完这条救恩的路。
Only in this way can we persevere to the end.
那神已经显明了这个通往永生的路应该怎么走。
So God has already revealed to us clearly, what this whole road or path to salvation is.
那他借着耶稣给我们，写明了应该怎么走。
So through Jesus, God has revealed to us how we are to walk on this path.
但他并不会硬塞给我们，强迫我们走上这条救恩的路。
But God will never force us to walk on this narrow path.
而是需要我们自己意识到自己的贫穷还有可怜。
But it requires us to come to a realization that we are needy, we are actually poor.
明白自己是在罪的捆锁还有死亡的捆锁底下，那我们才会 有所反应。
And only when we realize that we are under the bondage of sin and death would we have this motivation to respond to God and to make effort.
那才会开始去回应神，去呼求神救我们。
And then we would call out to God to ask Him to save us.
那我们才能开始走在这个得救的路上。
And only then we start walking on this road of salvation.
这条道路主耶稣也是说也是小，路是小的，那准确的翻译是难走的。
So, when we read that this way is hard, or in Chinese it mentions the road is very small, the more accurate translation should be difficult.
那也是需要我们继续用信心去仰望神，依靠他的恩典走下去。
So we do need to exercise our faith to look up to God and to keep relying on Him to persevere.
那才会最终会走到永生，找到能够领受神的恩赐。
And then we would finally receive eternal life, this gift of eternal life from God.
所以回到我们刚才问的问题，那究竟八福的这些生命素质是神自然而然加添给我们的呢，还是我们需要去追求的呢？
So back to the question we asked. So for this group of people described in the Beatitudes, all these qualities, are they something that comes automatically, or do we also have to make our own efforts?
是否是需要我们有委身有信心去求神在我们生命中工作，那才能够得着的呢？
And is it rather that we need to have faith and have this commitment to keep pursuing so that we may attain it?
相信大家看了主耶稣以上的教导，都心中都有了答案。
I believe after you have studied the teaching of the Lord Jesus, you would have an answer in your heart.
所以八福所描述的这一群新造的人以基督为首的这个群体，那他们的生命素质不会自然而然的出现。
So this core group of people who possess such good qualities described in the Beatitudes is not something that happens automatically.
纵然神有他的计划，有他的心意，但是如果我们不愿意配合的时候，那神不会勉强我们。
So even though God has His own plans and His will, but He will never force His will on us.
但是我们要承担我们选择的后果。
But we each of us need to then take responsibility for our decisions, our choice, how we respond to God.
所以如果真的要成为教会，要成为世界的盐和光，那我们需要把八福当作是我们的目标，用信心向神去求。
So if the church is indeed to function as salt of the earth and light in the world, then we need to pray to God with faith and by faith and to be changed by God to become such a group of people.
那当我们向神求他建立起属于他的性情的时候，那你会发现神乐意在你的生命中去工作。
And when you do ask God to start developing His character in you, then you would experience how He would work in your lives.
虽然说啊，人是需要借着努力和信心去配合神的恩典，那我也想带大家去留意到八福当中确实有一个基础的态度和素质。
Even though I mentioned about these efforts on our part, but actually in Beatitudes it also mentions a very basic prerequisite condition that we need.
就是人可以开始经历神，可以开始经历神的恩典和改变的起点。
And you can say that's the starting point for a person to experience God's change and salvation.
那就是第一个态度的这个描述。
And that's the very first description, the first type of attitude describes in the Beatitudes.
在马太福音的五章三节那里说，心灵贫乏的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 3 it says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
那我也想鼓励我们当中还没有洗礼，还没有成为基督的门徒的朋友们。
And I want to encourage in particular our friends here who haven't yet committed your life to God through baptism, who haven't yet become Christians.
那若你愿意去听神的话语，还有主的呼唤，那这一个态度是这个起点。
If you are willing to listen to God's words, His calling, remember this attitude is the very starting point.
唯有我们看得见自己是贫穷的，那也愿意成为贫穷，全然的去谦卑在神的面前的时候。
Only when we can see that we are indeed poor, we are willing to become poor, and we are willing to humble before God.
就好像孩子全然的依靠父母去存活一样的态度。
Just as a child rely totally on the parents.
那这个就是开始经历神的大能的起点。
This is the starting point for someone to experience God's saving power.
那我相信在座做父母的可以明白，你的孩子是完全的依靠你而活的。
I'm sure those parents here would understand this point clearly. Your child depends totally on you.
To survive.
To survive.
特别是婴孩、幼童
especially infants and toddlers、
最近也得到很多孟杰的帮助跟建议
So recently we have received a lot of helpful tips from 孟杰
他的女儿也很可爱每次都找爸爸这样
And we see his daughters are so cute and especially the older one always calling for dad
所以小朋友特别是婴孩跟幼童他们一没有父母就没法存活下去
So you can see that an infant or toddler cannot survive if they are left to themselves.
那这些的小孩子也是没有地位，也是你可以说他们是谦卑的。
And you know, children, they actually don't have much of a status. So in this sense, you can see that they represent a group of humble people.
那当一个人有这样子心灵贫乏的态度，愿意完全的依靠神而活的时候呢？那他会开始经历到神的大能和救恩。
So when a person is willing to learn to become poor in spirit, become poor to see he has nothing, then he would start experiencing God's salvation and His power.
那这也是经历神的拯救和改变的重要的基础。
And this is the very foundation of experiencing God's salvation and change.
所以我想。接着主的这一节的话语去鼓励当中还没有委身给神的朋友们。
So I would like to use these words from our Lord Jesus to encourage especially those who still haven't committed your life to God.
求神帮助我们能够看得清楚我们自己的生命的状态。
I pray that God would help you to discern clearly, to see clearly the situation, the condition of your life.
那让我总结第二部分的这个分享。
So let me summarize the second part of my message.
那教会如何才能够成为世上的盐和光呢？
How does the church become the salt of the earth and light of the world?
那我们从马太福音这三个小段的关联，我们看到离不开教会，这个以基督为首的群体，首先先成为八福 内容所形容的这一类人。
And from the connections between these verses in chapter 5, verse 3 to 16, we can see that the key lies in this core group of people first being changed and become people who possess the qualities in the Beatitudes.
那刚才我们也看到如何才能够经历到神的改变呢？
And just now we also learned about how we can experience the changing power of God.
那是不是所谓对神有信心就自然而然就有呢？
Is it something that comes automatically once you have faith in God?
那不是的，是需要我们每个人都竭力，也是用信心去求神，来到我们生命中改变我们。
No, it actually requires effort on our part. Each of us need to strive, and we need to exercise our faith and pray to God to ask Him to help.
那起点就是持守这个心灵贫乏的这个态度。
But the very foundation, the starting point, comes, or starts with becoming poor in spirit.
那好像小孩子一样，全然的依靠神而活。
Just like a child, you depend totally on God.
当我们顺服神的时候，他就将他的恩典能力，来到我们的生命当中。
And when we submit to God, obey Him, then His power will come upon us.
那能够率领教会这个以基督为首的群体，可以成为世上的盐和光。
And God can then lead the church forth to become a core group of people who would function as light and salt in the world.
那我也想提出一个提醒，就是这里主耶稣并没有说某一个人是教会的，某一个人是世上的盐或世上的光。
Here I also want to remind all of us, Jesus didn't say one particular person is to become the salt or light of the world.
或是某两个人、某三个人要成为世上的盐和光。
Not even just two or three people would become the salt and light of the world.
他说你们，就是指着门徒，对着门徒。对着基督徒说的。
He was addressing a group of disciples, Christians.
所以这也是一个美丽的童话，不是单单一个人，不是单单梁牧师或者是师母，而是我们教会。当我们愿意去回应神的时候，神都可以在我们生命中工作。
So this is a beautiful picture because, not only would say Pastor Joe or Sister Olive become salt and light of the world, but the whole church, each of us could. Become salt and light of the world.
那这也是为什么在十多年前我会信主去追求神的原因。
And this was also the reason why I would become a Christian over a decade ago.
那当时候在加拿大的蒙特利尔，那我是大学生，但是我参加教会的时候。
Oh, I was a uni student back then in Montreal, Canada, and I was attending the church there.
那我觉得很特别。
And I found the church very special.
原因就是教会的每一个人，他们的生命都是充满了爱，还有神的圣洁。
Because everyone in the church, was full of God's love, and I could sense this holiness of God.
那他们也是积极的去明白神的话语，去活出神的话语。
And they were very determined to live by God's word, to understand His word and live by His word.
所以在他们中间几次以后呢，我就好奇为什么跟以前参加的聚会都不同。
So after attending the church a few times, I was really curious to find out how come these people are so much different from the people I met in churches I had attended before.
那大学我也在思考，究竟进化论是对的还是圣经说的？
And in my university days, I was also pondering the question whether, evolution is the truth or whether what the Bible says is the truth.
那在教室里面，教授是说生命就是随机而来。
In my lectures, my professor was saying everything is random, life came by chance.
时间长，然后次数多，那生命就出现了。
Sorry?
时间长，然后。
So when given enough time, and
life
somehow is formed.
所以当时也有这个疑问，但是当我参加教会看见弟兄姐妹的生命的时候，我就继续去求问。
So even though I had that query on the back of my mind, but when I see the life qualities of the church members, I was able to keep pursuing.
最后能够去经历到神的真实，也去认定一生去走这条路。
And eventually I experienced in my life God's reality, and I held on to this truth. I chose this path I want to walk in it.
所以感谢神，当时我看见的是不是一个人，而是一群人，他们都是有神的同在，有神的工作在他们生命当中。
So praise God, I was able to see not just one person, but a whole group of people who demonstrated the life of God.
那这也是神给教会的这个使命，成为世上的盐和光。
And this is the mission entrusted to us as a church to become salt of the earth and light of the world.
那在信息的最后一部分，让我们来留意主耶稣在托付门徒使命的时候，他也同时给了我们提醒。
So as we come to the final part of this message, let us pay attention to Jesus' reminder or warning to the disciples when he entrusted this important mission to the church.
他提醒他们要小心，不要好像盐失了味道。
He reminded them, beware, do not lose your taste as salt.
或者是好像灯一样被遮盖。
Or light that is covered.
那这里我们去思想什么叫做盐失去味道了呢？
Now let us ponder what it means by saying that the salt losing its saltiness.
当盐失去味道的时候，就意味着它已经丧失了它的本质了。
When salt loses its saltiness, it means it loses its most basic nature.
还有它的功用。
And its function.
那同样，当灯被隐藏在器皿底下的时候，那就失去了它的功用，甚至会熄灭。
And similarly, when the light is covered by some other things, then it loses its function, it cannot shine.
那当它熄灭的时候，光就变成黑暗了。
And when it's covered, it's very easy to just go off, there's like no more light, so it can no longer shine.
那就本质上就转变了。
So there's a change in the basic nature.
那什么情况底下，这个以基督为首的核心群体会失去本质呢？
So under what circumstances would this core group, headed by Christ, lose this nature?
那这个本质我们现在明白过来，也是巴甫所描述的，属于神的生命素质。
Okay, by nature, I mean, the beatitudes, the qualities we found in the beatitudes.
所以刚才我们看到，我们要追求成为巴甫所描述的人，求神在我们生命中工作。但同时间，我们也得到提醒，不是以为我们曾经有过神的性情就一直会有。
So just now we are already reminded that we need to ask God to change us so that we possess these qualities from God, described in the Beatitudes. But we also have to understand that we cannot assume that once we gain these qualities, we develop these qualities, they will never go away. We might actually lose these qualities.
当我们不警醒的时候，神曾经在我们生命中所做的工作也可能会失去。
When we are not watchful enough, there's a chance that we might lose these qualities.
那什么情况底下教会作为世上的盐和光会失去作用呢？
So under what circumstance would the church lose the function as salt and light?
那会失去本来的素质呢？
Lose these qualities.
当我们去观察盐和光的时候，他们是怎么样发挥作用的呢？
So let us observe how light and salt function.
那前几天我泡了一杯咖啡。
Just a couple of days ago, I made myself a coffee.
但是因为那一瓶的即溶咖啡已经一年多。
But because this bottle of instant coffee had been in the cupboard for a year.
大家知道发生什么事吗？
And guess what happened?
当放在热水里面的时候，它没有融化。
So even though I pour hot water in it, it didn't really dissolve.
所以就是一杯黑黑的东西的饮料。
So it became kind of black in color, but it's not
just 一点点，一点一点黑黑的。
Oh, so you would see dots or crumbs of black powder underneath.
所以说咖啡就不是咖啡了。
So actually, it can't strictly be called coffee.
那其实光和盐，它们发挥作用的方式都是去燃烧自己，去融化自己。
Actually, when you think about it, light and salt functions by losing itself. Light functions by being burned, burning itself, and salt only by dissolving.
对，还有蜡烛燃烧的时候也会越来越的短。
And just like a candle, the more it burns, the shorter it becomes.
那盐去发挥果效的时候，你就再也见不到一颗盐了。
And when salt functions, you would no longer find it in its original form.
所以什么时候，教会作为世上的盐和光会失去它的作用和本质呢？
So, when would the church lose or fail to function as salt and light?
就是当我们，去又回到自我中心的生命，去让身体去的欲望去控制我们的时候。
It's when again, we go back to our old way of self-centeredness. We are not willing to give of ourselves.
当我们没有效法主耶稣的榜样，去全心的爱神，去舍己爱其他人的时候，那我们就不是世上的盐和光了。
And when we fail to imitate Christ in loving God with all our hearts, all our soul, our strength, and we are not willing to give of ourselves to love others, then we would fail to function as salt and light.
那所以这是第一个提醒了，当我们不愿意去舍己，去献出自己的时候，那就不再是盐和光了。
So this is the very first reminder, when the time when we, when we refuse to give of ourselves, sacrifice ourselves, just as Christ did, then we would not be able to function as salt and light.
那第十十五节还有另外一个提醒。
In verse 15, we find another reminder.
说光不可以放在斗底下。
And it talks about how a lamp is not to be put under a basket.
那若我们不警醒，这样子这个斗，这个生活的器具，那也有可能使到我们分心。
So if we are not careful, this basket that represents our daily needs in life would actually distract us.
那如果神不是我们生命的中心，而是有其他的事情去纷扰我们的时候，比如说事业啊，精神的忧虑啊，或者是追求钱财啊，等等。
So if God is no longer the center of our lives, and we start getting distracted by many things in the world, the worries, anxieties in the world, like maybe the pursuit of money, career, and other other needs.
那我们同样也不能够成为世上的光。
Then again, we won't be able to function as light in the world.
当这些东西取代神成为你的偶像的时候，那我们就不再活着一个为神而活的生命了。
So when these things take the place of God and become idols in your heart, then you would not be able to live out this life of God.
而在救恩的道路上，基督徒也有软弱不警醒的时候。
Of course, on this whole path of salvation, there are times when a Christian would be weak and maybe fail.
但今天的经文也提醒我们，成为世上的盐和光不是某些人的使命和责任。
But today's passage reminds us that this mission to become light and salt in the world is not only the responsibility of a certain individual.
而是主耶稣对他的门徒说：“你们就是世上的盐和世上的光。”
But Jesus actually addressed all of his disciples that you are the salt of the earth and light of the world.
所以成为世上的盐和光是教会每一个成员的责任。
So becoming salt of the earth and light of the world is the mission of our entire church.
所以不要轻看自己软弱的时刻。
So don't look down on yourself when you're weak. Don't underestimate yourself.
那当你状态不好的时候，要知道，不是你单单一个人的事情。
But when you're weak, when you're not in an ideal condition, know that it's not just your personal matter, your personal struggle.
因为基督徒都是耶稣基督的身体。
Because all Christians are the body of Christ.
那我们都是互为肢体。
And we are members of this body.
属灵生命的软弱也不是一个人的事情，而是会牵动整个身体。
So let us understand that when we are weak spiritually, it's not just about yourself, your well-being. It actually affects the whole body.
就好像最近大家都听说，医院都充满了很多流感的人。
Just like how we all know, recently there are many cases of flu, and so hospitals are full of patients with a flu.
那我们也听说我们亲爱的刘婶婶他们全家人都感冒。
And we also heard that our dear Auntie Lau and all her family members were down with the flu.
那原因就是一整家人如果一个感冒状态不好那也会影响。
It's similar in that one person, one member of the family gets sick and it's very easy to affect the rest of the family.
所以当我们意识到我们不警醒软弱跌倒的时候要快快地向神去呼求去悔改。
That's why when we realize we are in a weak condition, we are, you know, about to fail, let us quickly repent to God.
求他赐给我们他的恩典和力量。当我们全心的去用信心去配合的时候，求他救我们脱离这样的状态。
So let us ask God for grace and strength, to help us and to help us exercise our faith to commit to Him, so that He can help us quickly get out of that a bad situation.
当我们用这样子，全然仰望、心灵贫乏的态度去寻求神的时候，他乐意去祝福我们，去帮助我们。
And when we are willing to be poor in spirit and really rely totally on God, He would be pleased and willing to help us.
帮助我们可以再次站立起来，可以继续和基督一起成为这个世上的盐和光。
He would be willing to help us stand back up again and continue to strengthen us to imitate Christ, follow Christ to fulfill this mission of becoming salt of the earth and light of the world.
那我今天和大家的分享就到这里。
So this is my message and sharing.
希望透过今天的分享可以帮助大家看见神的心意和他的计划。
So I hope that through this message you would be able to see clearly God's salvation plan and His will.
那也能够提醒当中属于基督的人知道应该追求什么。
And that for those of us who belong to Christ, Christ, let us be reminded of what we are to pursue.
还有我们所承担的使命是什么。
And this great mission that has been entrusted to us.
那我们用一个祷告来结束。
So let us close in prayer.